Hello, this is Kristina Milosevic, digital marketing coach, your host today. And today's new episode of KSM Podcast, Growing Business Online with Kristina. But I'm super happy today to tell you that I have my special guest speaker, Béatrice Petit-Dumange, coach. And Béatrice, welcome to the new episode of KSM Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Christina.
I'm so
So,
happy. Thank you for joining me. And can you
thank
share with
you.
us who you are and what you do and where are you based?
Okay, so I'm French, and I lived a long time, 36 years or so in Italy. So I'm fluent French, of course, and Italian. But now I lived in New Zealand, so I changed place a few months ago. But it was an adventure. This adventure started now 4 years ago, just 15 days before COVID in Italy. And yes, I am a coach, and I like calling me as a holistic coach because I have been in business and as an entrepreneur since I was 20, or I am 60 now. And I worked in Italy for 20 years for a French company, but it was the owner were Italian, so I had to leave and this reality in Italy, because could you imagine 30 or 40 years ago for a woman in Italy, it was just so hard in the middle of men and mentality, or just a men mentality, I have to say that. And I have nothing against of men. I'm sorry, but I like men. But in this context, it was really a competitive context. However, I got really good results. That it was another problem for them. And yes, and after I changed at a point, it was the end of my story with this company, because my results were so good, and because I was boring doing this work, and I understood that I have to change work. So I changed and I started new study, and for 2 years, and about color puncture with Peter Mandel. So I moved from being a beauty therapist and representative or agent for a company. I moved to a therapist, being a therapist. And so I help also in this case for 10 years, a lot of people for their health and all connection. You know, I learn all connection between emotions and body and et cetera. So, and after 10 years, again, my time was finished. So, and I can feel that every time, because I lost really the pleasure to do that. So this is it was for me a piece of advice in a way.
Oh,
So yes, and yeah.
that's
So
fantastic, you know.
now, yeah.
Your story is really
And
amazing. How
thank you.
in your background and what did you do and move from one area from corporate, it's like for work for company and start your business journey.
And
And
I would like,
just
yeah.
I have before you continue, I
Yes.
have one question. Just what I have in my mind now, what triggered you to from your background to move in that therapy coaching or how what you mentioned?
So. When I was representative, and I always done or did a work in myself, so I use visualization, and I am talking about 35 years ago. So it was the beginning of personal development in Italy. And I remember my difficulties to go to some of these clients because they got a really big personalities, and I was afraid of that. So I used this technique, and so I understood step by step that I don't like to be in the superficie of things. I need to be to go deeper, deeper, and deeper. And so in this work of representative at a point, I knew exactly every step to sell something, to sell myself, etc. And I would like to learn something else and to help people deeper in their health. And I did it. I nailed it this really well. I was also, because every time I'm really good in what I am doing, because I put all myself in these things, and I learn, and I read book, and I experiment on myself, in myself. So I jumped into these other categories of work, because I would like to help people with their health. And I understood really well that the connection with emotions and thoughts were so important to get healthy. So this is my understanding and my background.
This is your journey, you know, and we
Yeah.
met online, and I know you mentioned in our previous conversation that you, as you mentioned also, that you lived in Italy and then you wanted to move to Australia, and now you're in New Zealand before
Yeah.
virus. And did you it, why you know is it your dream to move
Ah,
in faraway countries and start your coaching journey and connect also deeper in your inside of yourself to what you wanted to do?
Yeah, because when I was a therapist, I was also a coach for my clients. So I help them to understand what happened in their life and in their body. So they get better, they got better. Thanks for acupuncture, but also for the coaching we did together. And at a point, I worked too much, and I was like in burnout or bored out. I have no idea, probably together. And I decided what I really would like to do. And one of two dreams, but the big one was to go to Australia and to speak English. This is the thing. Incredible, but now I can speak English with you. It's
That's fantastic.
amazing.
Your
So,
English is so good because
thank
originally you
you.
speak, your native is French and you speak
Yeah.
Italian. So that's,
Yeah. Yeah.
you're good
Yeah.
in all those languages. I mean, so
Yeah. But yeah, I know I have to improve
exactly.
again my English. But look, 6 years ago, I couldn't speak like that. It was impossible for me. But now I can do that. So, it's really amazing because when you speak English, you can speak around the world. So it was really important for me. So I went to Australia, and I started an English school in Australia. It was just crazy because you could imagine the accent, Australian accent. So, but I love Australia. I have to say the truth. Australia is in my heart since I was probably 16 years old. So yeah. And I started this new journey, and I recently, 1 year ago, I understood that I can combine so holistic knowledge with business knowledge. And in fact, I am experimenting that with my clients, and since the first appointment, they get results. So I think it's amazing, you know, because I have always been doing that in my life without knowing that. And now I can give that to this lady. So I'm really happy. I'm really happy for this new journey.
You know, From my experience, I was also in corporate. I was working big operation. It was newspaper company, and we published like ed editing books and newspapers and other things. And for now, it was for now, 14 years ago, I started that journey as freelancer, to work, to cut off that corporate job, and then start my business journey. Working with team with web and graphic design and digital marketing. And then 5 years now, 6 years ago, I started in coaching part because I work as a marketing manager. But what I wanted to tell you is that I was so shy in front of camera. And my partner from Australia, because Australia is also country of my dream. I have never been there, but I hope one day that I will visit many of my friends who live there, or my online friends, and also classmates or cousins, whoever. There are many people there. And we've done Challenge 21 Day. And it was like my part, that lady said to me, Christina, why don't you pop up? Why don't you pop up? I was like in back end, she was like a front man. And I always tell this to my guest speakers, share with you, I'm sharing with you now. And it was like I created 20, it was digital marketing coaching and social media management 21 day. And in that time, for now it was like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years, I created 15 videos and hosted four entrepreneurs. And I saw that from that challenge, I started podcast. It was like interview from Entrepreneur Day. It was every Friday. And I really enjoy what I do. And it was triggered me to do that I'm now with you. As you said, this is my dream, And I travel all around the world in front of my computer in online space for many, many years now. And I'm so happy what I do. And because of that, I just wanted to share with you and with the audience how everything started, because you like something, and when you have your self-confident with yourself and your connection inside and outside of you and mental part and mindset and inside of you and connect with your body, this is absolutely full. Point. This is absolutely result, ending, outcome.
And I just would like to add something from your what you are say you say just before. Now it's time for everyone, and you are a demonstration of that, and I am also. It's time really for everyone to express in the world what we are. And we can't go far away from what we are now. And really, there is this new year. I think I can say that in English. I'm not sure if it's correct. But
Like a new
because
age, new
from new
era,
age, yes, it's a really a new
digital
age,
age.
but not new age about music or thing like that. It's new age because if we don't do really what we enjoy, we are going to pay a big price. And this price usually is about health. So it's challenging to do what we really want to do and what we really enjoy, because sometimes we miss or we lost our confidence or our trust or thing like that. But it's because it's a journey. It's because it's we have to learn. So it's really powerful after doing that. Look, for me now with you, it's challenging now because I am speaking in English. You are my first podcast, but I really enjoy doing that, and I don't care about my accent or things like that. So this is amazing. And I hope women now they understand that this message is not from me, it's really from our period of time. This I would like to say that it's our period of time. So yeah, we can do that.
That's fantastic, and the point is when you wanted to express yourself And the point is, when you have idea, never give up. And just imagine mindset that you like, that you really do what you like to do and get income from there. It's like a dream because
Exactly.
we really need to follow our intuition. We really need
Yeah.
to have our authenticity, to be who we really
Exactly.
are. And first and foremost, we are a human being. And we
Exactly.
really
Exactly.
need and deserve to have our entrepreneurial journey try. If you, I always say, if you don't try, you have never know how it's going to be. There are many of my
Yeah.
guest speakers who said, I just tried and I didn't know how it's going to be because I started and moved forward. And then nothing
Exactly.
costs you to try. And you, if you don't try, you will always say, I wanted to do this and that, but it was like obstacle. I wasn't stuck. No, just share, spread the word. And the point of this podcast is so to spread the word internationally, to spread the word in the digital world, to spread the word that people like to see your body language, to see your face, to hear your voice. And this is beauty of podcasting. So I think that I had maybe more than six or seven guest speakers who were for the first time guest speakers on podcast, and they were in my on my podcast speakers, and they feel amazing and relaxed. And I'm
Yeah,
so happy to have
exactly.
you today as a special
Thank
guest
you.
speaker for the first time for you.
Thank you. And I would like just to say another thing about to be entrepreneurs. And as I said before, we need to create something new. So of course, it looks like going out from the plane, from the fly, without plans. So it's just creation. You can see after what you did, not before. So we can't repeat exactly what the other they did because it's boring for us. So we need to create something new, but we don't know what exactly. For this, we need to follow, as you said, our intuitions. And our intuition is always right, always right. And this is amazing for me.
That's fantastic. And you know, I wanted to ask you, who do you mostly work with? Who are your clients? And
My client.
how do you help them? How do they feel after working with you?
So my client, I work online, of course. They are in the moment, they are in France or Quebec or place where they speak French because I'm not doing in English at this at the moment. But after a coaching with me, so first of all, it depends on the client because there are clients, they know what I am saying something that they know, they knew that before the coaching. It's they needed just a confirmation, you know. I am thinking about one client last day. The other one can be a client, she's completely lost, confused. In this case, she can see, she can take courage. You know, and she can go ahead because usually when we are confused, it means we are blocked in our fear. So when we are blocking our fear, you need somebody from the other part or to the other party. Okay. This person, it's me in this case, I give my hand and I say, come to me because you can do that. And I will show you how you can do that. So, and after that, they pick up energy and courage, and they take action. So this is it's beautiful,
Yes, it's
is it?
beautiful. And just imagine how people, how entrepreneurs and feel after that. And I know you mentioned me that you have one client who helped you. You helped that client, and
Yeah.
she didn't know what she wants, you know. And can you share with us what is the part where you just resolve some clients' pain points? just for our
Yes.
listeners to know, to get to connect with you
Yeah.
better in terms to know how do you do that?
Okay. So this client, for example, she's a naturopath and she needs to find clients. So she needed to call company. Yes, you say that companies that she needs to find and to have different calls and send email, thing like that. And after our coaching, she contacted 10 companies. So this, and it was, she created her company on job in April last year, 2023. So it's been now one year, close to one year. She's not doing anything. She was not doing anything. So now she take action and she's doing that. Another client, she didn't have really clearly her vision of her job, and she was losing also time. She was wasting time, sorry. She was wasting time, and because I had the vision for her. Step by, I had the vision since the beginning at the coaching, but I didn't say anything because I would like to understand if she was ready for that, because the vision, it was a big vision. So I don't want to scare her. So we, at the end of the coaching of our hour, she was ready. I saw that. And I said to her, why you don't do that and that? And she told me, look, I thought about that a few days ago. So it was not something wrong at all. She was not just ready to see her big vision.
That
And at the end, she said, yes. I said to her, look, you don't have to do that immediately. It's a process, but don't put away, don't throw away this possibility, because this is it's your mission. But I am not deciding this by myself because I am Beatrice. I work with them and with their body and with the reaction of their body. So due to I have a lot of knowledge of body, I can help her to translate as a language what the body is saying. So the doctor,
And all those clients, two of them, or French, you work with them in French.
In French,
In
yeah,
French,
French,
that's
yeah.
fantastic. So
For the moment,
I
yeah.
wish you to work in English as well, because to get
Yeah, I
much
can do
more
that, of
clients
course.
globally.
Yeah, Italian
And
and French
yes, of
and
course,
English, of
yes, in
course.
English,
Yeah.
yes. And what I wanted to ask you also, and for all your listeners who will listen to this podcast, this episode with Beatrice, just connect with Beatrice and she could help you to resolve gap in some way, which you wanted to start business or if you have business ideas. So she will help you with her coaching and just to give you right way where you wanted to be, what you want to do in your life and business as well. And Beatrice, I know that you run blog. Can you tell us a little bit and share with us about your blog and what you do there?
Okay, so my blog is in French, but for example, my partner here in New Zealand can translate it. So I think there is something you can do on Google. However, I built this blog because I write every week, at least every week, one article. And so I created a new bonus, so people they can go on my blog and to take the bonus. So it's about the four mistakes that entrepreneurs don't do, and so I give a lot of information and knowledge and exercises in this
And
bonus. Yeah,
content
content. It is, yeah, thank you.
in French.
And in French, of course. And around my blog, so I am on Instagram, Facebook, and
And this is where our
LinkedIn,
audience could find
YouTube.
you, could connect with you
Yeah,
on
also.
Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and also on your blog,
LinkedIn also, yes.
petitdumanche.com.
I think you can find me like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I will put all
And
information below this
okay.
episode
Okay.
so audience could have chance to connect with you. For
Okay.
our all listeners who will listen this episode
Thank
with you.
you. Yeah, thank you. And of course in YouTube also, because I tried doing I do video, practical video. So I try not to speak a lot, you know, but to give really information that they can put into practice what I am saying. This is my, because I am like that. I like to be, to transform the matter. I like that. So if you don't have any money, we need to give to gain money. If you don't have any clients, we need to find clients. So this is my, I am like that. I like really, I like cooking. So I like to transfer the matter. And it was the same when I was a therapist, because I transfer the matter, people, they got really better. Really, really.
To
So
feel
yes, this
better.
is,
And when we
you
feel
feel
better,
better.
we feel better in terms to do everything in our life. Whatever we wanted to do, we need to feel better. That's and to
Exactly.
feed our brain, you know, in some way, and our body.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, food also is so important. For me, it's one of the base food and activity, physical activity, all things. We are all things. So we need to find a balance everywhere for our business to give the best to our clients, no?
Yes, of course. And before we ramp up and finish our call today, what do you have as a message for our listeners? Maybe someone wanted to cut off corporate job. Maybe someone are free now and they don't know what to do. And they wanted to start, they have business idea. So what would be message for you to encourage listeners to
Okay.
start their business? And take care
Yeah.
about their health and take care about just to know where to go.
Okay. I think the first things is to know your values. If you know your own values, you can find your vision and you can design exactly how your business you would like to see your business. But you need to start from you, from your own values. And to know that, I created a French video, but in it's really 10 minutes video. And in my bonus, I talk about that, about how you could you find your values. These are the first absolutely things. After,
This
easy.
is fantastic. And thank you so much, Beatrice, for being my guest speaker
Thank you.
today. You know, we will talk again very soon.
Yeah.
And for all your
Yeah.
listeners who will listen to this episode with Beatrice, connect with her Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Beatrice petitdimanche.com blog. So, and just think about your value and never give up. That will be
Exactly. Thank you.
our way for today. Thank you so much and have a fantastic
Thank you,
day.
Christina.
And bye
Thank
for
you.
now. Bye bye.
Bye.